This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1723. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 29th, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, Indonesia, Japan, Korea North, Malaysia, Myanmar, North America, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Peru, Russia, Sarawak, Sudan, Thailand, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the northern summer sporadic EDX season is now well underway. In Ireland, Brock Whaley says he got Algeria on FM 87.8 MHz. It was Network 1 in Arabic, full stereo and quieting on peaks, May 27th from 16:35, a discussion in Arabic, some commercials, and news at 1700. Quite the contrary, in Antarctica, it's getting colder and colder, although possibly there's a winter sporadic ease season in that part of the world. And we're wondering if LRA 36 is still active on shortwave 15476. The only report we've seen of it the past week comes from Chile, Hugo Lopez in Santiago on the Kundish list. Yes, he was hearing it May 23rd at 1942 UT, when they mentioned the temperature is minus 11.2 Celsius, with a local time check and ID, and a phone call from an Argentine ham who mentioned the importance of the broadcasts and the great percentage of people who follow radio transmissions. And he says the signal in Chile was excellent. Ron Howard on his California beach has been monitoring the low-power vintage FM relay in Australia on 3210. May 23rd at 1308 to 1340, he says, best reception to date. Normally below threshold level, but I can make out some music being played. Had they increased power? No, according to email from owner Craig Allen at 0400 UT May 24th. They were still running 250 watts, so it was just due to good propagation. And it was even better on May 25th, Ron says, from 1218. At his local sunrise, 1254 UT, he was able to hear for the first time several definite IDs as you're listening to Vintage FM. The easily heard Radio Australia has been providing excellent coverage of the coup in Thailand, much better than anything we could hear direct from Thailand. Of course, our best morning frequencies, 9580 and 12065. At least on weekdays, there's an hour of TV newscast simulcast at 1230 UT. But that's not all on Radio Australia. Larry Zamora in Garland, Texas, enjoyed a program at 1205 UT, May 27th, off track. And I also heard some of it myself. He says, I enjoyed listening to this 25-minute program. As a conservationist, identified and described dawn and night sounds of various birds and animals in the mountain ash forest in Victoria, a jewel of a program. We must enjoy Radio Australia while we still can, because as we've mentioned recently, it's faced with severe cuts, if not annihilation. Craig Seeger received some mail from the Friends of the ABC, asking people to write to the managing director of the ABC in support of the staff of Radio Australia, who are facing a 60% cut in funding, not by the government directly, but by ABC management. That's from Mal Hewitt, President, Friends of ABC in New South Wales. From Half Moon, New York, John Filiozzi comments, it's apparent that preservation of Radio Australia is not even a major consideration of the ABC itself. The principal concern with the elimination of the Australian network, television, is that RA was placed entirely under its organizational umbrella a couple of years back. Australian network also provides all of RA's newscasts and some of its long-form news programming. It's not a stretch to conclude that the elimination of the Australia network will have an effect, and perhaps a fatal one, on Radio Australia itself. Ron Howard says the only good thing about the continued absence of RRI Makassar Indonesia, 50 hertz below 4750, is that Bangladesh Betar is much easier to hear again. He heard a program of subcontinental music May 22nd at 1346. At 1404, theme music and news. Weak signal, but now less interference. When I monitor during the 01UT hour, I always hear heavy interference on 6135 between Bolivia and Brazil. Ron Howard in California, however, says that Radio Aparecida signs off usually just before 0200, while Radio Santa Cruz Bolivia stays on a few minutes longer on 6134.81 variable. May 26, it was the normal format closing with her ID until 0208. He says, during all my recent monitoring, I've found only one sign-off anomaly on May 23rd with heavy rock music from 0201 until they went off at 0215 with no ID at all, just a one-day event. A much more challenging Bolivian to hear, the next one up the dial, is Radio Fides, but it's been reactivated, says Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, on 6155.14. He says on May 28th, Martin Roth in the Netherlands alerted me 2 days ago that he had a weak station on the frequency, and I was lucky enough to pick up an ID for Radio Fides at midnight 3 UT, May 27th. Also on May 27th at 0116 UT, I found that Radio Nacional Amazonia, or Brasilia, had reactivated its extra transmitter on 5999.6. That's the Radio Havana Cuba frequency, but on that date it was absent, as sometimes happens, making the Brazilian easily heard and parallel to the much stronger transmitters on 6180 and 11780. When RHC does come back on, there's a 400 hertz heterodyne caused by the Brazilian signal. We had not heard it since April 11th, but now it's back. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes that KBS World Radio from South Korea, German to Europe at 1920 UT, is relayed via Bulgaria, both in AM and DRM, but the frequencies have shifted. 5925 is the AM frequency, replacing 5870, and 5940 is the DRM, replacing 5885. From Radio Insight via Artie Bigley, a Canadian media watchdog group claims that the CBC will propose shutting down CBC Radio 2 at its June Board of Directors meeting. Friends of Canadian Broadcasting says the national AAA classical and jazz network could convert to an online operation, among other budget cuts, to resolve loss of funding from advertising. I block digital noise interference from the St. Louis and Denver stations on 1600 kHz continues to be absent, we hope gone forever, meaning we have a much better chance of hearing CHHA in Toronto on 1610. Usually it's in Spanish as Voces Latinas. However, in the Mayor Tip Sheet, Larry Russell in Michigan notes that May 3rd at 0345 UT, it was in English, with a program called Lord of the Things. The past week, especially May 25th, I had quite a bit of FM and TVDX, analog that is, from Canada, mainly Manitoba and Ontario, but some also from Saskatchewan. And I've made available a number of clips of the FM stations in my log reports and via worldofradio.com. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Kenneth Vitozicki in Michigan reports hearing English from Radio Cairo, Egypt at a strange unscheduled time on 9965. On May 10th from 0350 to 0400 and May 11th from 0340 to 345. Could it be weekends only? Well, I checked the following weekend at 0330, and that frequency was as usual in Arabic. Mehmet Burk of ReliefAnalysis.com and a columnist for CQ Plus informed us about the International Radio for Disaster Relief, June 4th and 5th. It's a project of HFCC. There's to be a major test of international shortwave broadcasts on those dates. But we still don't have any details of times or frequencies. The test will focus on Indonesia, where there is a conference being held starting June 1st. Probably something to do with DRM, says Harald Kuhl in Germany, since the DRM consortium is quite active in promoting the idea of using DRM for disaster communications. Adrian Peterson tells me that this will be a subject on the June 1st edition of AWR Wavescan. One bi-week ago, I mentioned hearing a Japanese USB broadcast on 8785 at 1151 UT, and research led to a connection with fishery stations, which in Japanese are called Gyogyo, G-Y-O, G-Y-O. And now we have more info about this, thanks to Takahito Akabayashi in Japan, who says the one I heard was the Aburatsu fishery radio station in Miyazaki Prefecture, Kyushu, giving fish haul information of each ship on the sea along the coast. And the call sign is JFP. Power, 500 watts. There are many, many more such stations, and a lot of them operating on the same frequencies, so we're glad to have this particular one identified. And this also brought a response from John Grimmett, now in Seoul, Korea. He was also very interested in this subject, and he has a PDF page listing all these stations, but it's in Japanese. It's the Gyogyo Musen Network, and we have a link to the page if you care to consult it. In the upcoming New DX Listening Digest 14-22 via worldofradio.com. Meanwhile, I heard a station on 8785 again, May 16th at 1140. And John says he was also monitoring that frequency May 26th at 1210 UT until 1226, but it might have been one of the others, such as Nagasaki. Since they share frequencies, I was hoping there would be a time schedule somewhere in that reference, but apparently there is not. He says these stations seem quite autonomous, and my guess is that they're funded at each location, though with input from the government, the fisheries network goes back decades, and it won't be easy to confirm location without a schedule from the individual stations. The military coup in Thailand has provoked additional shortwave broadcasts from several stations, especially since one of the first things they did was to take control of the media, at least the domestic media. S. Hasegawa reports that NHK World Radio Japan started urgently special broadcasts in Japanese for residents in Thailand, starting at 07 UT on May 23rd. Many of the frequencies look familiar to me, and I think some of them are already serving normally to Southeast Asia. But here is the schedule of these particular broadcasts. I'll give the start time, and they are continuous, 24 hours, from 09 on 11815, 17 on 7225, 19 on 9560, 21 on 13680, 01 on 17810, 05 on 17585, and 08 on 13650. Another change in frequency for the clandestine to North Korea Voice of Martyrs, transmitted by Uzbekistan, according to Ivo Ivanov. I suspect they keep changing on an almost daily basis to avoid jamming, but anyhow, as of May 23rd, the sesquihr starting at 1600 was on 7525, replacing 7510. And of course, check the second harmonics as well. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1723. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tim Hendel in Alabama, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. More reports of the newest clandestine to North Korea called Voice of Freedom on 6135. Ron Howard in California was listening May 22nd. From 11:33 and subsequent checking through 15:05, he says it was totally covered by white noise jamming, the same type as used against the KBS station on 6015. Impossible to make out any Voice of Freedom programming. We can only hope for periods when the jamming is off, as occasionally happens on 6015. Recent good reception was great while it lasted. And the Korean clandestines need to get their act together, because Shokaze is still on the same frequency, 6135, but that's only between 1330 and 1430. On the same date, he says that was mixing with white noise jamming against the Voice of Freedom. Since it was Thursday, there was an English broadcast, including today's news flash at 1333. It seems the Shokaze signal is stronger than the Voice of Freedom one, which is to be expected. We're very pleased to get a message from the shortwave engineer who is installing the equipment for Voice of Freedom, Jamie Labadia. That name may sound familiar. 4 years ago, we heard from him about his work on shortwave facilities in Vanuatu and Liberia. Here's most of what he says now. I'm working in South Korea building the Voice of Freedom transmitters. I was pleased to see some reports trickling in. A little background. I have one transmitter on at 5 kilowatts into a log periodic array oriented about plus 10 degrees. I'm wiring the cabinets for transmitter number 2, awaiting the arrival of some capacitors to upgrade the decoupling in both transmitters. Then I will finish up the protection circuits so I can increase power to 10 kilowatts. This has been a bit of a rough job, as the transmitters are literally being designed and built on site. I've been here since April 26th, probably be here until mid-June. A fantastic country, wonderful people, but I miss Michelle and the kids. The design for this transmitter is all solid state. Quantity of 80 push-pull class DE RF amplifiers in 1 kilowatt blocks. Pulse width modulation. I've signed a security agreement not to take pictures due to the sensitive location. For those who were receiving us around May 11th and 12th, believe it or not, we were only on with 1 kilowatt. He says, I know we are getting our clock cleaned by jammers from the north. It started out with just a dash CW jammer. Now, however, it's a tactical multi-pulse jammer. Well, it must mean we are being heard in the target area. I don't imagine they would waste a powerful resource like that on an ineffectual signal. Every now and then, when they stop feeding programming to me during tests, I get to put on some Led Zeppelin or other stimulating material, but not too often. However, someone may have noticed a pop dance song repeating over and over for about 3 hours. We were trying to solve an RFI problem in a nearby village at a local church. The program feed was off, and we needed some dense modulating material to see worst-case interference in the church PA system. Still haven't completely solved the problem. He says, as of May 24th, please keep the reports coming. Our target area is in a northerly direction. The antenna gives about 8 dB gain. We are about 35 kilowatts ERP to the north. Thanks much to Jamie Labadia for that first-hand information about Voice of Freedom on 6135. Howard follows up with another observation of this on May 27th at 1010 UT. He says, since May 22nd, VOF has been daily covered by strong white noise jamming. Occasionally, the transmitter can cut through the noise to be somewhat heard. Today, definitely heard the theme music for How How English. Wonder if that has anything to do with the Chinese word meaning good English. Anyhow, the language lesson went on. Theme music again at 1013 UT with a simple song incorporating new words learned in today's lesson. Certainly not the best of receptions with the ever-present white noise jamming, but it was semi-readable. And Ron Howard's observations of shortwave from Malaysia, May 26th, Trax FM via RTM in English on 7295 at 1118 with traffic info for Kuala Lumpur. The two other frequencies were still silent through May 27th, Radio Classic 5964.69 and Sarawak FM on 9835. However, Ron says on May 28th, I found the return of Sarawak FM after a considerable absence, noted from 1221 to 1328, with fair reception and some adjacent interference. Clearly, RTM has fixed the issues with the transformer of the transmitter and the antenna system that Amiruddin Jamat mentioned in his email to me. Very nice. And at the same time, he said that the transmitters missing from their usual frequencies were not being used to jam radio-free Sarawak. On 9730, Myanmar Radio, Monday, May 26 at 1046, was ending the ABC Radio Australia Lesson 22, dealing with a situation. The guest in room 22 would like to speak with you. That is an English lesson. They seem to have skipped number 21. The Monday show is about a half hour earlier than the Wednesday edition of the same repeat show. Ron says it would be indeed ironic if shortwave listeners in the future could only hear Radio Australia programming via shortwave on Myanmar Radio. From somewhere in North America, there's a station playing old-time radio shows on various frequencies around 6.8 megahertz. You might think it's a pirate, but it is on the air very long hours, and there never seem to be any IDs. Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts reports it to Free Radio Weekly, for example, May 18th at 23:25 on 6772 AM, May 22nd at 0312 past 0430 on 6880 variable. Included some vintage ads such as Camel Cigarettes. Among the shows heard were Life of Riley and Abbott and Costello. 6880 AM also reported May 22nd by John Sedlacek in Nebraska from 0303 past 0402. I can't help but note that if it were ever on 6780, that would be exactly one half of the frequency where I heard old-time radio on 13560. However, that was carrying IDs from the 20s radio network in Virginia, which provides old-time radio on webcasts. I've had an inquiry from Chris Smolinski of HF Underground, pointing out there are a great many logs of this, starting on May 18th. He says it certainly has the feel of a pirate, but the choice of frequencies does seem curious. It's been on for over 6 hours at a time, which seems to be inviting the knock. Frequencies heard the past week for radio station YHWH at various times in the North American evening are 14350, heard by John Sedlacek in Nebraska and Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, 5830, and changing to 7330, heard by Ron Howard in California, Walt Salmanov in BC, and even I could barely hear them on 7330. That was May 22nd at 0402. Terry Kruger uncovered an X-band station in Oklahoma I was unaware of. He found it on the web. It's KKRP AM 1610 in Cowlington, which is a tiny town near Salisaw in Fort Smith, Arkansas. It calls itself Laser, L-A, capital Z-E-R, 1610, and calls itself a progressive radio station and the flagship of the Starcom radio network. Well, it's much easier to hear on the web, I assume. Check out its Facebook at KKRP AM 1610. Mike Barraclough tells us BBC monitoring on Twitter alerted me to an article in the Dawn newspaper of Pakistan saying that short medium wave transmission will be further improved for external world and foreign services. Actually, the headline is Radio Pakistan to Restore Medium Wave Transmission. The Director General says radio will continue to dominate in the future as it can reach far-flung areas. No specifics, of course, other than saying that medium wave would be revived in Karachi, Multan, and Hyderabad and Larkana. What's the frequency, Kenneth? Also applies to this next item from Associated Press of Pakistan via BBC Monitoring. Pakistan State Radio inaugurates powerful transmitter in Peshawar, May 26. The governor, launched the newly installed 400-kilowatt digitized transmitter of PBC at its Peshawar station, enabling it to spread its broadcasts to a wider range of people. The project completed at a cost of 442 megarupees with the support of USAID. Isn't that nice of us? Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports Radio Tawantinsuyo, Peru, on a completely free frequency. That is, there's nothing on 6175 to interfere with it on 6173.9, May 21st at 2356. De Niro in Uruguay forwards link to a long story in Russian from the website lenta.ru. Russia's National Security Council creates a new body for funding Voice of Russia's long, medium, and shortwave broadcasts. Objective of the new company will be restoration and long-range radio support on long, medium, and short waves, almost completely collapsed in 2013 and 2014. A very rough translation of this appears in the new DX Listening Digest. Clandestine Radio Free Sarawak continues to jump around to different frequencies in the 15-400s, from before 1100 until 1230 UT, trying to avoid jamming. As monitored by Dan Sheedy, Ron Howard, S. Hasegawa, and sometimes yours truly. 15-420 was the original frequency, then 15-430, sometimes 15-460. And as of May 27th, they were even on 15-410, interfering with All India Radio from 11-15, says Ron Howard. There's also conflicting info about the transmitter site in use for this, Taiwan or Philippines. I'm convinced it's still via Radio Veritas Asia. Thanks to Tibor Gaal in Hungary for an article from allafrica.com about Radio Dabanga for Sudan and South Sudan. It says it's the top station in Darfur and South Kordofan. The Sudanese National Parliament discussed the latest report on its Information and Media Committee, saying that the majority of people in Darfur and South Kordofan prefer Radio Dabanga to any national broadcasting station. The military coup in Thailand on May 22nd disrupted broadcasts from Radio Thailand. The transmitters were still on the air, but mostly replaced with music. Chuck Boland in Florida was listening to the 1230 English broadcast on 9390, and there was just Thai music. Monitoring by Alan Rowe in England and others during the next 24 hours indicated similar disruptions to English and other foreign language broadcasts. But after about a day, things sounded like they were back to normal, even including the commercials for Bangkok Airways. BBC World Service is another station that quickly beefed up its broadcast to Thailand, that is in English, not Thai, adding 10 hours more to their shortwave schedule. 01-03 on 11600, 03-05 on 7370, and 05-11 UT on 11700. Transmitter site not given, but I'll bet it's not Thailand, more likely Singapore. VOA also beefed up its broadcasts in Thai to Thailand, but of course, not on shortwave. On May 24th, 25th, and 27th at 0605 UT, I had clear IDs from a station in New Boston, Texas, supposed to be on the air only in the daytime, KLBW 1530. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 4 June 7th, solar flux peaking at 125 June 9th to 11th. That's World of Radio number 1723. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.